Metro announced its plan this week to rebuild the Metro bus system in northeast Seattle. That plan now goes to the county council for approval. Under the new plan, riders will have to walk further to get to a stop, but once they get there, buses will come more frequently. KUOW's Joshua McNichols filed this report from on board the Metro 28 Express.
So it used to be if you wanted to take the bus somewhere in Seattle, you had to ride the bus all the way to downtown Seattle first. But now light rail does some of that heavy lifting, getting people from north to south. That'll even be more true this spring when two more light rail stations open at Capitol Hill and Husky Stadium. And so after a lot of public input, Metro has a plan for how it's going to serve the city with buses. It's not going to waste so much time fighting traffic to get downtown. Instead, it's going to use that money to strengthen its network. I spoke to Metro engineer Ted Day earlier. Here's what he said.
You know, anyone who's lived in northeast Seattle for 40 or 50 years and have seen the transit network basically stay the same recognizes northeast Seattle's changed a lot. I mean, I talked about U-Village. 50 years ago, it was a strip mall. It's huge now. It's a major regional shopping destination. People in northeast Seattle want to get there. Well, the 50-year-old network doesn't go there, really. It's not oriented towards there. It's oriented to getting people to Frederick and Nelson's downtown. Well, Frederick and Nelson's no longer exists. Children's Hospital, 50 years ago, was a pretty small hospital. It's a huge regional center now. I mean, these are destinations that people in northeast Seattle and the Puget Sound region want to get to.
Metro found that people are willing to walk farther to a bus stop if they know there's reliable, frequent service there. And so they're rebuilding the network around that idea. There's going to be lots of buses along big arterials that'll take you to the light rail station. And once you get there, there will be lots of trains to take you downtown. Or if you don't want to go downtown, many of the other routes will be beefed up too. David Lawson writes for the Seattle Transit blog. He got on the bus with me. Here's what he told me.
The big takeaway here is if you live almost anywhere in northeast Seattle, your bus is going to run twice as often. And that's a big deal.
The cost is that you'll have to transfer, whereas in the past, people may have been able to take just a single route somewhere. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.